Survey, Chris Christie Most Disliked GOP Candidate in Field. By Hannah Blow on August 5, 2023. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is the most disliked Republican candidate in the GOP primary field, this week's Morning Consult survey found. As is consistent with past weekly surveys, Trump continues to stand as the candidate with the highest favorability among Republicans, with 71% viewing him favorably. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis comes in second place with 63% reporting a favorable view of the presidential hopeful. Both Trump and DeSantis, however, see roughly a quarter of respondents reporting an unfavorable view of them, 26% and 23%, respectively. Half view former Vice President Mike Pence favorably, but he has the second highest unfavorable rating among all candidates listed, coming in with 39% reporting an unfavorable view. While remaining candidates have favorable ratings under 50%, many of them still suffer from a lack of name recognition. For instance, 48% have a favorable view of anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and 13% have an unfavorable view. However, nearly a quarter, 23%, have never heard of him. Five of the candidates listed have a favorable rating underwater: former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, former Representative Will Hurd, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the last of whom has the highest unfavorable rating of all the candidates. 45% view Christie unfavorably, compared to 24% who have a favorable view. Another 13% said they have never heard of him, and 17% said they have heard of him but have no opinion. Related, Chris Christie, Trump will be out on bail during campaign, he can't beat Biden. The survey was taken July 27 to 29, 2023, among 827 potential Republican primary voters and has a +4% margin of error. Christie is one of seven candidates who has reportedly qualified for the first Republican primary debate, taking place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on August 23. It remains unclear how he will be received by the audience, given the fact that the audience at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority policy conference booed him after he used his June speech to diss Trump. It also remains unclear if Trump will participate in the first debate. Writing on social media Monday, "Let them debate so I can see who I might consider for vice president. Listen, I'm torn on it," Donald Trump Jr. told Breitbart News in July after being asked about the possibility of his father debating. "I mean, the meme general in me wants to see it because I know he'll do great. At the same time, am I gonna give, you know, Asa Hutchinson polling at 0.01%, you know Chris Christie, polling at 1%, you know, a 3-hour window to basically crap all over you? Watch, Donald Trump Jr., I'm torn on father participating in RNC debate.